or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
The holidays are here, and everyone can use a little extra cash. Whether you're looking to refinance your current home, purchase a new home, lock in a reverse mortgage, or whatever it is, we have options for almost every situation and can close your loan in as little as 8 days. Vincent Mortgage, the name you know and trust. Call us today at 314-839-9999 or chat live with a loan officer right now at vincentmortgage.com.
12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
Kohl's is now open 24 hours until 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll save a little more with an extra 15% off, so you can give a little more. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is definitely my favorite Christmas song. The waitress's Christmas wrapping. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geiser are here with me. And now you get to join us to play the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not been on in the last 60 days, you can call us at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And on most cell phones, star KTRS will get you in here as well. You get a chance to play our Christmas edition of the Harris Challenge and maybe win some fabulous prizes. Who could possibly have fabulous prizes standing by, chosen especially for you? This guy.
I have no idea.
Santa Claus.
Paul? Ho, ho, ho. Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
That sounded like we slowed it down.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right, Paul.
1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
In Florissant.
At any speed, donuts are delicious.
Or in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Two locations. Oh, yes. We have a gift card from Peroni's Pizzeria. They also have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's right there at 70 and 79.
And let me point out that we're giving away food prizes. And frankly, you know what? Let's just give away food prizes today. Let's not give away movie passes or other stuff to the place across the hall here. Let's just make it food. Here's why I say that, Dan.
Okay.
This is, the next week is the last week most people will be eating like a pig.
Yes.
Because after that, everybody's going to fool themselves with their New Year's resolution starting January 1st.
Yeah.
Well, not January 1st because I'm going to be watching football all day. Starting January 2nd, I am definitely not going to eat as much. I'm definitely going to drop some pounds in the new year.
Oh, yeah.
So let's just give away food stuff for our prizes today for Eat Like a Pig Week.
All right. Eat Like a Pig Week. We have the 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. We have the Peroni's Pizza Bria gift card.
Yes. Or if you get the clean sweep, all the questions right, then we add in the bonus prize.
That's right. For the clean sweep, we're going to give you a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candici's.net.
Okay, now let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, welcome to the show. And the only place in the broadcasting world where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain with something we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. What would you like to say?
Well, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Alex.
Okay. Let me turn on a semi-random category computer. We'll see what comes spilling out. I know there'll be some Christmas stuff related in there, some topical stuff as well. That'll be led, of course, by our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention? And category two is, it's Christmas at the movies. Or category three, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2017. They announced the new inductees this week. They'll actually be inducted next April, but we found out who they were this week, and that's what that category is about. Which of them would you like, Jim?
Oh, heck, go with Christmas in the movies.
Okay. Here's how we play the Harris Challenge. You're going to have 1 minute to answer 5 questions, increasing in value from 1 point all the way up to 5 points. If you don't know one and you want to pass on it, you can, and then maybe come back and pick it up later if there's any time remaining on the clock. But when the buzzer sounds at the 1 minute mark, I will tally up your points, and if you've gotten more than half of the available points, you will win. So that's 7.5, so we round it up to 8. 8 or better is a win. Under that, as you know, there are consequences for not winning on the Harris Challenge. The category is, it's Christmas at the movies. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the building where John McClane attends a Christmas party in the first Die Hard movie?
The Nakatomi Plaza.
Correct. Who played the Prime Minister in Love Actually?
I'll have no idea.
We go to the three-pointer. What is the name of the angel in It's a Wonderful Life?
Clarence.
Correct. For 2 points each, who played the two burglars in the first Home Alone movie?
Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern.
Correct. What is the prize the old man wins in A Christmas Story?
It's a lamppost leg. It's a leg lamppost.
It's a lamp
shaped like a leg.
That's right, a woman's leg. Not. Absolutely. For Gile, who played the Prime Minister in Love Actually? This is the two-pointer you passed on.
Sir John Gielgud.
No, it was Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant. But without that, Jim, you still got the 1, the 3, the 4, and the 5 for a total of 13 points and the win. Congratulations.
Great. All right.
Dan, make sure to mark his presence. Fragile.
I will.
Okay. Hang on, and we'll go to our next contestant. And there's still a line open now, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Next contestant is you, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul. Nice talking to you again.
Thank you. You want to plug something?
All I just want to say is that Jesus is the reason for the season, and wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and goodwill toward all men and women out there.
Thank you very much. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2017, or our new third category, How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, Mark, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city was Pearl Jam formed in 1990?
Seattle.
Correct. Which band's song was the last thing heard on the last episode of The Sopranos?
journey.
It was Don't Stop Believin', yeah. Which rapper who sold 75 million albums was fatally shot in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas in 1996?
Tupac Shakur.
Correct. Which group will be inducted even though its keyboard player Rick Wakeman refuses to attend the ceremony?
Electric Light Orchestra?
Yes.
Yes.
No, the answer is yes. Your answer was wrong. The answer is yes.
No.
Here's your five-pointer. Which group, led by Jeff Lynne, had hits called Strange Magic and Evil Woman?
ELO.
That's where Electric Light Orchestra comes in. Mark, you got yourself 11 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Hang on.
Good New Year.
Thank you. You too. Dan will tell you how you get your presents. And we go to our next contestant, another player named Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Good. You want to plug something?
No, I don't today.
Okay. We still have the topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can have How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or our new third category, Christmas Traditions.
You know what? I might break rank and try that Christmas tradition.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state is the only one with a town named Santa Claus? Illinois, Iowa, or Indiana?
Indiana.
Correct. Who began entertaining American troops overseas at Christmas in 1948? Correct. True or false, if someone makes mistletoe soup, you shouldn't eat it because it's poison?
False.
That's true. Where are you if you hear someone refer to Santa Claus as Kanakaloka?
Hawaii.
Correct. In the song The 12 Days of Christmas, which gift is not mentioned until the last day?
12 drummers drumming.
That is exactly right. We've got a good crew of players today. We're going to end up giving Dan carpal tunnel from writing all this stuff down. You got them all but a three-pointer for 12 total, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day, and amen to PM.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Hallelujah. Let's go to our fourth contestant now. Hi, Don.
Hey there.
Good. Let's see if you can keep the streak alive, but first, plug something.
I will. I am the parent of two St. Louis County police officers. Hug your police officers.
You want to name them?
Amy and Tim.
Okay. Which category would you like of the two we have left? Have you been paying attention, or How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Let's go with the Grinch.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Don. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What animal was the Grinch's pet, who he later used as a reindeer?
A dog.
Correct. What town did the Grinch try to steal Christmas from?
Somethingville. Pass for now.
The Grinch lives on Mount Crumpet. Is that north, south, east, or west of the town?
North.
North is correct. How many sizes too small was the Grinch's heart at the start of the story? 2. How old was Cindy Lou Who?
Cindy Lou Who.
I'll just remind you, just remember this is a Dr. Seuss book, so things rhyme.
Cindy Lou Who. What does Cindy Lou rhyme with
an four. Age?
What age?
What rhymes with who? She was no more than two. Yeah.
God.
And the Grinch tried to steal a Christmas from Whoville.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I checked with the judges. We were not allowed to accept Somethingville. We needed to have Whoville. So, Don, let's see. You got the one and the three, and then things kind of fell apart for you. So a total of only 4 points. And as I pointed out, there are consequences for not winning the Harris Challenge.
This is not going to be good.
For our punishment music this week, I went online and I tried to find some horrible Christmas karaoke thing. And I heard a few on there, and to be honest, they did not live up to punishment music standards. And then I found something that fit in with the popularity of this Star Wars movie Rogue One that's out. Somebody, and I don't know who, decided to make a Chewbacca version of Silent Night by editing together some of the sounds Chewbacca has made in the various Star Wars movies over the year. And it goes a little something like this.
Chewie!
makes when the sales department doesn't make budget.
This is ridiculous.
Well, what do you expect from a walking carpet? Don, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great holiday.
And let me just tell you that Old Town Donuts are the best.
I'm sure they're happy to hear
they
that.
They are.
They definitely are. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You want to plug something?
The Sports Pub on Telegraph and the Tap House on Telegraph.
Are you
one of the best bars in town?
Are you an owner of those or just a patron?
Wow.
You're not drinking all the proceeds, are you?
I'm trying to stay a little dry right now.
All right. But you're going to have a big weekend, I'm sure.
Huge.
Yeah. The category that's left on here is our topical one, Jim. Have you been paying attention? We'll find out now with 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country did the San Pablito fireworks market explode this week?
What city did you say?
In what country?
What country? China?
Mexico. Who divulged in an interview this week that he's paid $1,400 every time he appears on Saturday Night Live as Donald Trump?
Alex Baldwin.
Correct. In what state did a legislator propose a bill requiring all sellers of computers to install online porn blocking technology that you can override with a $20 fee?
California.
South Carolina. Which late night host revealed recently that he will only be paid $15,000 for hosting the next Oscars broadcast? Jimmy Kimmel is right. Where did a Libyan airliner headed for Tripoli end up after being hijacked by armed men this morning? We ran out of time before. I'm sure you knew it was Malta, didn't you, Jim?
Of course.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't give you the points, but I can give you the 4 for Jimmy Kimmel and the 2 for Alec Baldwin, and that's only 6, so yeah, you've got to be Chewbacca, too. Excuse me, I had tuna for lunch. That's what it sounds like. Put a microphone right up to my stomach. Chewy! Chewy! Now I know I'm gonna get an email. Where did you find that? The answer is the internet. You can Google it just like I did.
Hey Jim, is your sports bar there the one on Telegraph at Christopher?
It is.
I've been there many times.
Excellent, excellent. Say hi when you come in.
I will.
All right, Jim, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks very much.
Yeah, his bar and many others will be very, very busy tonight.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. I'm fairly sure the next week will be some sort of year-in-review Harris Challenge. And then we'll roll right into 2017 with more challenges and more other fun stuff. And by the way, I use words in a random order.
What? More other fun stuff?
Yes. Consider this show kind of like a puzzle. You know those number puzzles where you always have to move the numbers around to get them in order and you can never do it because they're one blank space
right.
In the wrong place?
Yeah.
That's how I make sentences.
Or when they're translated from English to Japanese and then back to English
right.
Again.
That's exact. You are rightly exact.
This medicine will make you better feeling.
Sad thing is, we understand it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what happens when you work together for too many years. So the Harris Challenge is most Fridays at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me.
And here's a guy that won't steer you wrong. He won't send you down the wrong path. It's Tim Weiland with Look at Traffic.
You should have stopped while you were ahead.
I know.
You're wrong is better.
Wait a second. At what point was Dan ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, you're right.
I've been keeping track. He's still way in the hole.
He's still way behind.
So I'm sure that by now everybody has gotten off the roads because they left work at like 10 o'clock this morning, right?
Well, if they even went to work, there was hardly any traffic this morning.
You know, last night, my wife and I went out to dinner at our favorite dim sum place on Olive, and on the way home, we went south on 170 and then west on 40, which meant we ran directly into the Galleria traffic, followed immediately by the Tillis Park off-ramp traffic, which was backed up all the way to 170. And I'm sure it's the same now and will be this evening, right?
Wow. Well, yeah, kind of. It's really not that bad right now.
Oh, good.
My wife calls me up just a little while ago. She goes, I'm stuck in South County Shopping Mall, in the South County Shopping Mall's parking lot. Nobody's moving.
Wow.
It's a log jam all the way around it with Lindbergh, Lime Ferry, Union, and then inside the lot itself, it's just one big circle and hardly anybody's moving.
Oh, wait a second. I just got a text. There is one space open in the outer ring of South County Mall parking lot.
Take it.
There's one. Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
It's taken.
No, they were just putting gifts in their car, and they're going back in the mall. You thought they were leaving this thought, but no.
You're not supposed to leave a gift in a car, really.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah. This is the time of the year when you stalk people.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Just drive along behind them, and then they go back. Oh!
I usually roll down the window. Are you leaving?
And they flip you off then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, really, it is. It's right now on eastbound Highway 40. It's kind of off the pace, a little bit slow. We'll call it from Highway 270, and that goes in through 170, northbound 170. They did clear that accident that was near Del Mar, but you have some slow pockets from Galleria Parkway. That goes all the way up through Natural Bridge. Also, the incident that was on westbound Highway 5564 near the Kingbridge split, looks like that's been cleared because traffic is starting to ease up a bit there. North County looks pretty good now. It was a little bit slow through 367, but that's thinned out. Like I said, the biggest problems you're going to have are around the basic mall, South County Mall, West County Mall, and out around Mid Rivers Mall Drive. It's pretty jammed up all the way around. And this traffic report brought to you by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Christmas is better when you wrap it in red. Stop by your local Ace for gifts from brands like Weber, Craftsman, DeWalt, Eno, and more. Only at Ace, the helpful place. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Beginning at midnight Christmas morning, just as Santa is doing his thing, the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition, an American Christmas hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin at midnight on Christmas morning right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the holiday season.
Well, duh.
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center Holiday Sale, where all artificial Christmas trees, wreaths, and roping are on sale. Choose from short lifelike trees to trees up to 9 feet tall.
That's taller than my 8-foot ceiling.
And because they're artificial, there are no needles falling off the tree for you to rake off the floors.
So it won't end up being the Charlie Brown tree, huh?
That's right. And of course, once you purchase your lifelike artificial tree that's on sale at Suburban Leisure Center, it's yours Christmas after Christmas after Christmas. You won't have to buy a new one every year only to clean up after it and then put it out by the curb.
No mess. I like that.
In fact, even if you already have a tree this year, with prices this low, get one for next year and the year after that and the year after that. But what would your new Christmas tree be without garlands and wreaths?
Pretty lonely.
That's why Suburban Leisure Center has garlands and wreaths to go along with that new tree that you got from...
Suburban Leisure Center, of course.
Right. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-600-7816. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-600-7816. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-7816. Call now for details. details. 1-800-600-7816.
Message and data rates may apply.
Whatever happened to the real men of America? For too long, we've been turning into a bunch of latte-sipping, designer-jean-wearing, man-purse-toting, chick-flick-watching, manicured sissies who spend more time in front of the mirror than most women folk. Thankfully, there are still real men like you. To celebrate your manliness, we want to send you a complimentary bottle of Test X180 Ignite from Force Factor. A top seller at GNC, Test X180 Ignite incinerates fat and raises levels of free testosterone to help build lean muscle during workouts and fuel explosive sexual desire. Right now, we'll send you a complimentary bottle. Find out how by texting GRIT to 321-321. But Test X180 Ignite is not for Chardonnay-quaffing namby-pambies who prefer pedicures to push-ups. It's for red-blooded American men who want to reclaim the stamina, grit, and masculinity of those who made this country great. Get your complimentary bottle. Text GRIT to 321-321. G-R-I-T to 321-321.
With a Kohler standby generator from CK Power, your power stays on even when the rest of the neighborhood is in the dark. Kohler natural gas and propane-powered backup generators can restore power to your home or business in as little as 10 seconds. They're recognized by the National Home Builders Association and Consumer Reports as the highest quality and best value choices when protecting your home from power interruptions. CK Power has been a Kohler Power Systems distributor for more than 30 years and provides engineering, power system application expertise, sales, parts, preventive maintenance service, and year-round 24-hour emergency service. Don't be left in the dark. Get a Kohler standby generator from CK Power's professional commitment to quality installation and service. Kohler standby generators from CK Power, your complete source for engine and generator power. Call 1-855-CK-POWER or online at ckpower.com.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton. Did you know that convenient and secure housing can be within your budget? It's true. Lutheran Senior Services offers the very best in rent-subsidized affordable housing for older adults. Lutheran Senior Services has 9 St. Louis metro area locations everywhere, from the heart of the city to the tranquility of the countryside, to give you a variety of options to stay close to family and friends. To find out more about Lutheran Senior Services, go to lssaffordablehousing.org.
In that neighborhood, it was almost impossible to get what we could afford. So I had set up alerts on Zillow to say, if anything in this area ever comes below a certain price point, it just popped up one day and I was like, oh my God, we have to go see it. It's a really wonderful neighborhood. And then to add on to that how wonderful the house is so cool.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
It's the holiday season, and certainly we wish you the best, but Lee Allen and the folks at Allen Roofing thinking of you as well. They're 150-plus employees enjoying their holidays with their family and hoping that you're doing the same and that Santa doesn't mess up your roof. But if he does, you can always call them to take care of things as we go into the new year. Check them out online at aroofing.net, and happy holidays from Allen Roofing.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it is.
No work till Monday.
A lot of people traveling today, getting away to spend the holiday weekend with their families. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley, who for years have made it possible for us to bring you this gentleman from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up!
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You traveling for the holiday this weekend? Yeah.
We did Thanksgiving in St. Louis. We're going to jump over to St. Louis again in a couple weeks. just for a weekend, and then inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you're going to be covering that for us?
Oh yeah, we're going to that.
Good.
Been to the last four inaugurations.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine that we know in this room that got an invite, or he got an email that said that he has tickets for the inauguration going.
Who is it?
It's a buddy of mine. I don't know if he wants his name out on the air or not.
I was just in Washington last weekend visiting my brother, and had a rental car there, and my daughter was with me, and I drove her around. And once you get down close to the White House and Pennsylvania Avenue and the Capitol, it's scaffolding city there because they're setting up all the stands and everything already for the events that will take place, 3.5 weeks from now?
Yeah. I never rent a car while I'm there. I take the train and cabs.
Yeah. The train wasn't going where we were going, though.
Ah.
So
is your guy going, Dan?
Oh yeah, heck yeah! He was all excited. He's all excited about it.
Yeah, put us in contact. We'll have lunch over at the Ebbets Grill or something.
Oh, I will definitely put him in contact with you because he's a huge listener to the show. He'd love to meet you.
Cool.
Look at Mike dropping the name of one of the coolest restaurants in Washington, mm-hmm. the old Ebbets Grill, right around the corner from the White House.
Wow.
I drove by there last week. So
it's just a great, great restaurant.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Been there since 1888.
Yep.
And he's a great guy, too, Mike.
How does that work, though, that you don't know you're going to get an invitation to the inauguration, and all of a sudden it just shows? How does that work?
Yeah, how does that work? I had to apply for a media credential.
He went online or went somewhere and applied, and he got an email stating it was that he was invited or whatever.
You applied to this Nigerian prince, you know, the one who gave Dan all his money?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to send him all my bank information.
That's
all
you had to do.
Yeah.
And comes with an get into the inauguration with it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hot quiz question. Name the name of the newest celebrity jogging nut. 5 miles a day every day. Matthew McConaughey, Matthew Perry, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. Answer in a minute. I got 4 movies with you tonight.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm starting off with a movie that's been out for a week, but a lot of people, I think, just got it. Westchester by the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it?
No, not yet. It's on my must-see list, but I haven't got it.
It's slow but good, and Casey Affleck is fabulous.
Yeah.
That's really all you need to know about it.
Okay.
Okay. The second one is Fences.
That opens Sunday here in St. Louis.
Opens Christmas Day in most places. Denzel Washington directs and stars along with Viola Davis, set in the 1950s. Washington's aging character was a great baseball player in the old Negro Leagues, but not as lucky as Jackie Robinson. Instead of playing baseball, became a garbage collector in Pittsburgh, and his family lives with his dreams and nightmares and reality of life that makes him more bitter but stronger every day. Just a brilliant movie, rated PG, 2 hours, 18 minutes, and 4 stars.
Wow, okay.
Next is Passenger. See that one?
No.
Romantic sci-fi with Jennifer Lawrence. It starts really slow. Then it picks up in the last 35 minutes. It's as slow as a root canal.
Mm.
Rated PG, 2 hours long, 1.5 stars.
Yeah, it's got like 32% on Rotten Tomatoes.
There you go. Why Him?
Yeah.
You see it?
I did.
The old story of parents meeting the daughter's new college boyfriend at Christmas.
Yep.
Only problem is an old story. The acting is over the top. The jokes aren't that funny. Sometimes it's dirty just to be dirty. Bryan Cranston I like, and James Franco I like, but they sort of just walk through this mess. Rated R, 111 minutes, 1.5 stars.
No, I gave it 3 stars because I
you like the nasty. Admit it. You like the nasty.
I do admit it. Sometimes I go in for the moronic, raunchy fun like this and Bad Santa too.
You like that? Bad Santa too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Just you know, I don't like nasty. Yeah. You know? I don't like raunchy.
I do.
That's well, you know.
I do sometimes.
Why we curse so much on this show? Because I like it.
Now, wait till you hear the end of my report.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Now it can be told, George Gabor, one of the meanest celebrities in the history of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
There was a square, almost a mile area. Santa Monica Boulevard, Cannon, Rodeo, and I think Broxbury. In Beverly Hills, 35 years ago, she was banned from ever shopping in any store in that whole area.
I do like two quotes from her. One of them was that she was a really good housekeeper. Every time she got divorced, she kept the house. And she said, ladies, if you want my advice, marry for money and keep marrying until you get it.
Well, my favorite I used earlier this week, she says, I've been married to a capitalist, a fascist, a communist, and a prince, and none of them take out the garbage. I just want to take a minute to thank everybody for listening every day. I wish everybody Merry Christmas. You know, now Frank knows this about me. You know, I grew up poor, both parents committed suicide, and look at this. I'm on radio every day in St. Louis with some really great people. I love this country. I love my Savior. Don't particularly love the Nazi, but that's just me. And I just hope all of our listeners have a great, fabulous 2017.
You too.
And I can't tell you how much I love the folks over at Any Guns. I mean, the food is just so good.
Yeah, sure is.
So who do you think has gotten to become a jogger nut?
Maniac?
Matthew McConaughey, Matthew Perry, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Dan, what do you think?
Oh, wow. I'll go, man, McConaughey.
I'm going to say Kimmel.
I'm going to go Fallon.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
And finally, come on, take it easy, eat it on Friday, on the Ben Davis, eat it on Friday, hey. Don't we do Tuesday, hey. We're going to play it on Friday. See, what can I say except... Happy birthday, Jesus!
Before I get to knuckleheads in the news, I have to share this story. And Ian, you're a Redditor.
Yes.
You check out Reddit every single day. I don't know if you're aware of this, but lately on Reddit, there have been a lot of people talking about a movie that Sinbad did 20 years ago called Shazam, about two kids who summon a genie and ask that he grant them their wish, which is for their father to fall in love again. Do you remember that movie?
I do remember that.
You do remember that movie? You're sure you remember that movie?
I remember the movie being out. I don't remember a lot of the movie, I think I've seen...
You do? You think you saw it?
I think I saw it.
I can guarantee you didn't see it. No,
maybe I didn't.
I guarantee you didn't see it. You know why?
It never came out?
There was no such movie.
Really?
And people on Reddit are sharing memories of, I remember seeing it. One guy wrote on there about working in a Blockbuster store and remembering people coming back and complaining that the tape didn't work, and so he gave him a different copy, and over and over and over again. These people are 100% sure that they saw Shazam with Sinbad in it.
Was there any kind of movie named Shazam?
Didn't Shaquille O'Neal do a movie called
Shazam? Shaquille O'Neal did a movie called Kazam, where he plays a genie who grants the wishes for some kids. But it never starred Sinbad, and all these people are 100% sure. By the way, there was also a cartoon in the 60s called Shazam.
Shazam, that's probably what I was thinking.
But it had
Shazam.
Nothing to do with Sinbad, and certainly nothing to do with Shaquille O'Neal. But it's amazing, you know, the memory plays awful tricks on you. And all these people on Reddit are so convinced that they have stories about loving that movie. Oh, I went to see it with my parents, and then I told my friends, and I went to see it again. No, you didn't, because no such movie exists at all.
Wow.
And now, knuckleheads in the news, brought to you by Laclede Cab. By the way, even Sinbad has had to tweet about how he was never in that movie. Now there's a whole conspiracy theory thing. People think someone's covering up the story behind Shazam. No, there's no story. There was no movie.
He should make a movie now.
He actually tweeted today, because this has been going on for the last 2 weeks, he tweeted today, I'm open to making the movie, but I haven't yet. Now, knuckleheads in the news, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi app is easy to download, or call them at 314-652-3456 and have them pick you up. Spanning the globe for stories whacking up to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to contributor Dave Aronson for our first story from Hudson, New York, where it was only 5 degrees outside when police got a call about an elderly woman who apparently had frozen to death in a parked car. The emergency crew gets there. It's covered in snow. Looks like it hasn't been moved in a while, so a cop clears off some of the snow, looks through the window, and sees a woman in the front passenger seat wearing an oxygen mask and a seatbelt, but not moving. So he smashes the window, opens the door, and discovers that the woman is actually a life-sized mannequin, the kind that's used in CPR training. And I've seen the photos. This is not just a dummy. It's a mannequin dressed up with hair and real clothing and shoes and even skin blemishes to look realistic. The cops say the owner of the car eventually showed up at the scene and explained to them he's a sales rep for the company that makes medical training devices, and he always transports the mannequin in the car, and yes, he always puts the seatbelt on her. And he was really mad that the cops broke his window in the winter. But the police chief defended his officer, saying, look, if you parked your locked vehicle on the street on a sub-zero night with a life-size realistic mannequin seated in it, we're going to break your window every time. Story number two from our colleague Jim Hewer, a story from Parson Field, Maine, where 50-year-old John Boober was involved in a dispute with his 27-year-old son Michael over some rent payments and some debris in the yard. Michael and his family live in a mobile home, and it's on John's property, and apparently he was so mad that John went and got a bulldozer and used it to pick up and drop Michael's mobile home repeatedly. He only stopped when he realized his 7-year-old grandson was inside the mobile home. The good news is the kid was not hurt. The cops showed up, arrested John on a charge of domestic violence, reckless conduct with a dangerous weapon, that being the bulldozer. Story three from Chico, California. Angel Orozco Vargas was trying to break into a car using a folding knife to jimmy the window open. Unfortunately, the knife slipped, and instead of getting into the car, Angel sliced off part of his pinky. But that didn't stop him. He went and got into another car and used that to drive himself to the hospital, where he told a nurse what had happened. She called the cops, who went to the scene and found both the knife and the piece of Angel's finger and some of his blood on the window of their first car. They sewed him back up at the hospital, but he still has been arrested for auto theft. And our final story today is from Danville, Kentucky, where Robert Bourne and David Grigsby had a few beers at a local restaurant, then went out to a car in the parking lot to plan a robbery of the restaurant. But one of them accidentally butt-dialed 911. They also didn't know that the chief of police, Tony Gray, was eating dinner inside that restaurant. According to the Danville Advocate Messenger, the 911 dispatcher triangulated the call. A second cop went to the restaurant thinking that maybe Chief Gray had butt-dialed the emergency number while talking to a friend. They realized quickly that wasn't the case. The robbery attempt was imminent. They went out to the parking lot, and they found Bourne and Grigsby still plotting their robbery, and one of them even had masks for them. Both of them busted, charged with planning the burglary and with public intoxication, and on and on and on. All enough to make them qualify as knuckleheads in the news today here on the Big 550 KTRS. I will see you again next Friday for our final show of the year. All of these guys are going to be off on Monday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So the large morning show in the afternoon returns Tuesday afternoon. Until then, we hope you have a great holiday weekend, regardless of what holiday you are celebrating. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your Saturday. Whatever you're celebrating,
Festivus.
Enjoy, and for your Festivus, enjoy it. Have a great time. And on behalf of all of us who work on the large morning show in the afternoon Friday edition, I am Paul Harris. Thank you for listening.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic as we head into this holiday weekend with Tim Weiland.
All right, guys, enjoy the holiday, and I'll talk to you next week.
You too. Hopefully you get what you asked for, Tim. Yeah, and get what you want for Christmas.
I watch what I ask for these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Got a new accident now. It's on eastbound Highway 4064 before Spady. The right lane is blocked. It has you backed up almost to Highway 270. It's still a little bit of a slowdown on northbound Highway 170 from about St. Charles Rock Road up through Highway 270. All the other highways basically look pretty good. It is raining out. It's got wet roads. And then the biggest problems you're going to have, are around the shopping malls and shopping centers. Right now, those places are jammed in South County, West County, and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report brought to you by American Express Open. American Express has cards and services for businesses of all sizes. Find out how they can help you prepare for growth at open.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
You know, you're gonna say who
you're gonna say who you are.
You're gonna say who you are. Then I'm gonna say who I am. Okay. I'm sitting on Father Time's lap.
All right. Okay.
And you're gonna laugh funnily, and then you're gonna hit me. One of the two.
Right.
Okay. Let's try.
Let's try. Hi, I'm Jim McMillan,
and I'm John Shea, sitting on Father Time's lap.
But we want to thank you for listening to the Inside Out Show this year. It's been a pleasure serving everybody and helping you through all your questions.
And Jim and I would like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a fabulous Festivus, and a Happy New Year.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net. Kohl's is now open 24 hours until 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll save a little more with an extra 15% off, so you can give a little more. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A West County resident reported a real-life Grinch stealing gifts meant for trash collectors. I'll tell you the car police are looking for.
Today is the busiest travel day before Christmas. We'll tell you how many people are expected to travel and why authorities are warning travelers to be cautious.
Kind of gloomy across the St. Louis area as we head into the evening hours, but temperatures are above freezing, and we stay above freezing this evening.
St. Louisans are snapping up some last-minute gift ideas. We'll take a look at the day before, the night before Christmas.
But first on Fox, a real-life Grinch sighting in West County.
Yeah, Chesterfield police report that they're looking for someone who's stealing gifts meant for the trash collector, and that's where Fox 2's Chris Hayes joins us now live with this story. Chris.
Vic.